Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Jack. Will you come to my birthday party?
Hi, Anne. The 1st of March, right?
Actually, no. I'm a leapling.
What's that?
You know what a leap year is, right?
Of course. A normal year has 365 days, and every 4 years we add an extra day. Oh, wait. That means you were born...
On the 29th of February. And this year, I'm organising my party on that exact day.
Fascinating. I don't know any other leaplings.
Me neither. I know there's a club for people who are born on the 29th of February. I checked out their website once, but I didn't sign up, and I haven't gone to any of their meetings. You know, it's sort of like being a twin. Maybe if you met another twin, you'd say, "Wow, you're a twin, and I'm a twin." But after that, what would you talk about?
Well, you might be right, but I still think it's awesome. The date is so special.
It only sounds cool. Once, when I tried to send an online application for my Spanish exam, the system didn't accept it. Can you imagine? I had to go in person to the language centre. Another problem is that social media don't inform anybody about my birthday when February ends on the 28th. So some people forget about my birthday and call me later to apologise. Fortunately, this year there is no problem. Anyway, you haven't answered my question. Will you come to my birthday party?
Sure, I'll be there.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jack. Will you come to my birthday party?
Hi, Anne. The 1st of March, right?
Actually, no. I'm a leapling.
What's that?
You know what a leap year is, right?
Of course. A normal year has 365 days, and every 4 years we add an extra day. Oh, wait. That means you were born...
On the 29th of February. And this year, I'm organising my party on that exact day.
Fascinating. I don't know any other leaplings.
Me neither. I know there's a club for people who are born on the 29th of February. I checked out their website once, but I didn't sign up, and I haven't gone to any of their meetings. You know, it's sort of like being a twin. Maybe if you met another twin, you'd say, "Wow, you're a twin, and I'm a twin." But after that, what would you talk about?
Well, you might be right, but I still think it's awesome. The date is so special.
It only sounds cool. Once, when I tried to send an online application for my Spanish exam, the system didn't accept it. Can you imagine? I had to go in person to the language centre. Another problem is that social media don't inform anybody about my birthday when February ends on the 28th. So some people forget about my birthday and call me later to apologise. Fortunately, this year there is no problem. Anyway, you haven't answered my question. Will you come to my birthday party?
Sure, I'll be there.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Keep it classic, keep it tasteful. This is a simple trick that will guarantee that you're one of the best-looking guys at the graduation ball. Don't make the mistake of wearing anything in a shiny, brightly coloured material. Instead, choose the powerful elegance of black and white. With just a few tasteful touches of colour on your tie, you'll be an impressive alternative to your peers who are experimenting with more casual designs. A black suit is perfect for such an occasion.
Two. Adam is wearing black trousers by Paula Robbins, which he has matched with a leather jacket and bright yellow shirt made of silky material. The accessories he's chosen, a silver bracelet and a patterned scarf, go well with his outfit. It's Adam's first appearance here, and he's brought his fan club with him for support. Let's give him a big cheer. Well done. Thank you, Adam.
Three.
I'm sure a thing like that could happen to anybody. Yesterday, I was waiting for my mum to pick me up after school when I saw a woman wearing a long black coat. She was talking to my friend. I thought it was my mum because she had bought a coat like that the day before. So I ran up to her from behind and hugged her. And then the woman turned round and I realised it was my English teacher. I felt awful. I screamed, "Oh, sorry," and ran away.
Four.
Don't you just hate it when you realise that you and someone else are wearing identical clothes at an event? But how about realising your clothes match the floor? This happened to a young woman at a party after a fashion show. She discovered that the motif on her dress was exactly the same as the carpet she was standing on. But rather than run home for a quick change, she burst out laughing, lay down on the carpet, and asked a photographer to take a few shots.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Keep it classic, keep it tasteful. This is a simple trick that will guarantee that you're one of the best-looking guys at the graduation ball. Don't make the mistake of wearing anything in a shiny, brightly coloured material. Instead, choose the powerful elegance of black and white. With just a few tasteful touches of colour on your tie, you'll be an impressive alternative to your peers who are experimenting with more casual designs. A black suit is perfect for such an occasion.
Two.
Adam is wearing black trousers by Paula Robbins, which he has matched with a leather jacket and bright yellow shirt made of silky material. The accessories he's chosen, a silver bracelet and a patterned scarf, go well with his outfit. It's Adam's first appearance here, and he's brought his fan club with him for support. Let's give him a big cheer. Well done. Thank you, Adam.
Three.
I'm sure a thing like that could happen to anybody. Yesterday, I was waiting for my mum to pick me up after school when I saw a woman wearing a long black coat. She was talking to my friend. I thought it was my mum because she had bought a coat like that the day before. So I ran up to her from behind and hugged her. And then the woman turned round and I realised it was my English teacher. I felt awful. I screamed, "Oh, sorry," and ran away.
Four.
Don't you just hate it when you realise that you and someone else are wearing identical clothes at an event? But how about realising your clothes match the floor? This happened to a young woman at a party after a fashion show. She discovered that the motif on her dress was exactly the same as the carpet she was standing on. But rather than run home for a quick change, she burst out laughing, lay down on the carpet, and asked a photographer to take a few shots.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Mr. Morrison, do you have a minute?
Certainly, Jenny. What's the problem?
I was thinking about studying abroad after graduation.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm sure you won't have any problems getting into any program you want.
Well, you see, I've already begun collecting the required application documents, and I need a letter from my teacher about my level of Spanish. Do you think I could get one from you?
Of course. I'll be happy to prepare it for you. When's the deadline?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mr. Morrison, do you have a minute?
Certainly, Jenny. What's the problem?
I was thinking about studying abroad after graduation.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm sure you won't have any problems getting into any program you want.
Well, you see, I've already begun collecting the required application documents, and I need a letter from my teacher about my level of Spanish. Do you think I could get one from you?
Of course. I'll be happy to prepare it for you. When's the deadline?
Two.
People often jump into my taxi and then look blank when I ask them where they want to go. Some of them even get out without a word and leave their luggage or handbags behind. Last Sunday, a young woman got in and I asked her where she wanted to go. She checked on her smartphone and gave me the address. I asked twice to make sure. When we finally arrived at the destination, she said it was the wrong place. I said, "That's where you wanted to go." And I told her how much the fare was. She laughed in my face and got out of the taxi. I called the police and ran after her. I can't give free rides, you know.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
People often jump into my taxi and then look blank when I ask them where they want to go. Some of them even get out without a word and leave their luggage or handbags behind. Last Sunday, a young woman got in, and I asked her where she wanted to go. She checked on her smartphone and gave me the address. I asked twice to make sure. When we finally arrived at the destination, she said it was the wrong place. I said, "That's where you wanted to go," and I told her how much the fare was. She laughed in my face and got out of the taxi. I called the police and ran after her. I can't give free rides, you know.
Three.
Mr. Palmer, you created the first British TV advertisement more than 60 years ago. What was the ad for?
It was a toothpaste commercial. We wanted to show it was fresh and icy, so we put it in a block of ice.
Was the ad difficult to make?
Not really, but we had one small problem. The studio lights were so hot that the ice started to melt when we were filming. To solve the problem, we decided to use a transparent plastic block instead. The viewers weren't able to tell the difference, and we could work for as long as we needed.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mr. Palmer, you created the first British TV advertisement more than 60 years ago. What was the ad for?
It was a toothpaste commercial. We wanted to show it was fresh and icy, so we put it in a block of ice.
Was the ad difficult to make?
Not really, but we had one small problem. The studio lights were so hot that the ice started to melt when we were filming. To solve the problem, we decided to use a transparent plastic block instead. The viewers weren't able to tell the difference, and we could work for as long as we needed.
Four.
A 20-year-old woman witnessed a robbery at a fast food restaurant in New Orleans. At the time, she was waiting for an interview to get a job there. According to the statement from the police, the suspect grabbed some money from the open cash register and ran towards the door. The restaurant manager tried to block the exit, but the thief got out. And that's when the woman went into action. She caught the robber outside and held him until the police arrived. The manager was so impressed that he hired the brave young woman at once.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A 20-year-old woman witnessed a robbery at a fast food restaurant in New Orleans. At the time, she was waiting for an interview to get a job there. According to the statement from the police, the suspect grabbed some money from the open cash register and ran towards the door. The restaurant manager tried to block the exit, but the thief got out. And that's when the woman went into action. She caught the robber outside and held him until the police arrived. The manager was so impressed that he hired the brave young woman at once.
Five.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to help my sister with her birthday party menu.
That's okay. I've been watching the kitchen staff. They're so busy. Just like in the cooking shows on TV. And I've also looked at the menu. The lobster with fried rice sounds delicious.
I'm not having seafood again.
Well, there are lots of other options to choose from. Why don't we both try something new tonight?
Okay, how about grilled lamb with fried mushrooms?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to help my sister with her birthday party menu.
That's okay. I've been watching the kitchen staff. They're so busy. Just like in the cooking shows on TV. And I've also looked at the menu. The lobster with fried rice sounds delicious.
I'm not having seafood again.
Well, there are lots of other options to choose from. Why don't we both try something new tonight?
OK, how about grilled lamb with fried mushrooms?
Six.
This summer, the stage of the Theatre Royal in Glasgow will be transformed for 5 nights into an ice rink, where a team of 26 famous skaters will perform Sleeping Beauty on Ice. The company is famous for combining classical music with breathtaking choreography and romantic storylines. It will take 14 tons of ice and 140 hours of hard work to make the ice rink ready for the show. This spectacular theatrical experience will certainly be a treat for audiences of all ages.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
This summer, the stage of the Theatre Royal in Glasgow will be transformed for 5 nights into an ice rink, where a team of 26 famous skaters will perform Sleeping Beauty on Ice. The company is famous for combining classical music with breathtaking choreography and romantic storylines. It will take 14 tons of ice and 140 hours of hard work to make the ice rink ready for the show. This spectacular theatrical experience will certainly be a treat for audiences of all ages.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.